this kid that we met at a book signing in 06 came up to us and just said, you need to tell my story. And he had been the overweight, picked on kid all the way through elementary and middle school. He had enough determination to lose weight his eighth grade summer, and it did change his life. But he told us, he said, if there was a book about my experience, he said, I know there's other kids like me out there. And he said, I know that they could benefit from it. And so we were going to initially write his story. But then we started thinking about all the kids that we've met along the way, how every kid and adults even that walk through the doors of a school have something that weighs their soul down. And so we drew upon all those years of teaching and interacting with kids to create this world.
If you will, tell us briefly the story told in the book and now the film, The Fat Boy Chronicles.
Right. Well, the book is this kid's journal for ninth grade English class. And in the entries, he lets the teacher read. It's just kind of entertaining, funny high school life, which can be quite entertaining.
Hey, Miss Pope. I'm the diet challenge kid who sits in the front seat. I'm probably bigger now than I was this morning because your class is right after lunch. I wanted to sit in the back so you don't have to constantly hear. We can't see you around Jimmy.
But in the entries that he would fold and say, please don't read this page, it's the part about being the picked on kid. It'll go from being funny for a few pages to quite traumatic.
And the more they say things about me, the more I think that what they say might be true. That I am a loser. And if I wasn't here, no one would even notice.
Tell us about the reaction that you received upon the release of the book.
It's been amazing. It's been very humbling. When we get emails or comments from kids that have read the book and at this point have seen the movie, the ones that to me are probably the most poignant is when we hear from the kid who was the bully.
Hey, is this your locker room? Look at that chest. Are you like a D-cup?
There's some universities that use the book, and I actually was speaking to a group of them, and this kid came up, and he was like a junior in college, big old football kid. He says, I read your book, and he said, I just wanted you to know that I was about halfway through with it, and I put it down, and I got on Facebook, found this kid I went to high school with, and I apologized for how I treated him. Uh-huh. And so we get a lot of things like that that makes us feel great.
Yeah, absolutely. When it came time for casting the roles, tell us about the lead character.
Christopher Rivera, who plays Jimmy, he tried out for the cover of the book. We sent casting calls out for the cover all around Atlanta, and we got response from one kid because we told the agencies, we need a kid to be on the cover of a book. He's got to be overweight, and the name of the book is The Fat Boy Chronicles. Mm. And so what goes along with that word fat kept people away. Yeah. And so this one kid said, you know, I'll give it a shot. And he shows up, and he was wonderful, and we didn't realize till later that he was an actor. And so this kid having the guts to say, I'll be the kid on the cover of that book, when it was time for casting, well, certainly, guess who got dibs to try out? And he still had to go through a bunch of callbacks. You know, it took about 5 or 6 callbacks, but he won the role, and he just did an excellent job.
I'm sick of being fat and having everyone make fun of me. I hate school. I have no friends. And I hate you for having all this junk in the house. I want to lose weight.
In watching the film, was there a point at which a particular scene captured the full essence of what you were after?
There's parts in which Jimmy does certain things to kind of start his journey of standing up for himself.
Jimmy, did you do your homework last night? I need to make sure I got mine right. We'll hand it over.
You know, it's just a simple thing where the girl asks Jimmy if she can basically copy his assignment, and he tells her no, which is the first time he does something proactive like that.
Jimmy, can I be your part?
The first time we played it was in Charlotte for about 1,000 middle school kids, and all the kids were cheering. And so all of us involved in the movie were like, oh my gosh, that's kind of cool. Maybe we're onto something here.
What do you hope a person either reading the book or seeing the movie or both takes with them?
To recognize that we all have issues and we all need support. One thing I've always believed is while we talk about the issues for teens, whether it's obesity, bullying, whatever it might be, I think our kids are a pretty good barometer of society. And so as adults, we need to probably do things better so that our kids can learn by what we do and not what we say.